Does everybody have questions? Does everybody have the questions? Anyone else that has questions, please?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's get the notes. We're going to start Chazor B'Zishem. Okay, so how much more questions we can finish? Does everyone have? Okay. Got it? Let's begin, guys. Take one. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Okay. All right. What was the machlokes of Rashbam and Tosfos regarding the din of lochotziv and the din of maglev tovila? The Gemara said beferish on lamed vav amud aleph that if a guy grabs a sickle or a rake and he says he's going to someone's palm tree of Mr. X and he's going to go do what? So Tosfos learns on lamed gimel based on lamed vav amud aleph he's going to cut down the peiris. So he's believed. Because lo chatzav inish, a person is not a mechutzav to cut down the payers of someone else, must be that it's his. That's the way Tosfos learns. And Tosfos learns both Gemaras like this. The Rashba is choylek, and the Rashba says he's talking about going down there to cut the tree down. And which is a very big chiddush. Why? Because most people never sell trees to have them cut down. They sell payers that you can what? You can cut down the payers, but don't sell the tree. So we said that's a very fundamental machlokes, Rashba and Tosfos, how to learn up the Gemara. And what's the machlokes we said? We said the machlokes was, is lochatzif considered to be a hochacha gedola? According to the Rashba, lochatzif is considered to be a hochacha gedola. But the only thing is, in order to implement that, you need an amira. You must proclaim beforehand you're going down to what? Cut the tree down. Okay? It's a hochacha gedola. What do I say it's a hochacha gedola? Despite the fact that a minority of people do it, but lamaisa, it's such a chutzpahdika action to do, we assume that you're telling the emes, we just have to proclaim beforehand. Tosfos argued on that and said, no way, it's not considered to be such a hochacha gedola, it's got to be buttressed by the fact that most people do it. So therefore, Tosfos lochatzav is only talking about what? Taking the payers down. And Tosfos holds, you don't need an amira. So it's a double-fold machlokes in the Rashba and Tosfos. Number one, is it talking about cutting the tree or is it only talking about cutting the payers? Number two is, do you need an amira to implement it? Okay? That's the double fold machlokes, and all it's connected about whether it's a hochacha gedola or not. We just pointed out that the how's the Rashba getting out of the Gemara that Tosfos and Lamed Gimel quotes? How does Tosfos get out of that Gemara? The Gemara seems to say the favors. We discussed the Micah, yes, at great length, right? Tosfos proves that if a guy goes over to someone, if I go over to Micah, I say, what'd you cut my tree down for? So Micah says, Rebbe, you told me to. So, but Michael had a migu to say that what? Why is Michael not believed? Lo shavak al chayek obiri. Anyone can walk around doing that, right? So Michael's not believed. He's chayev to pay. His mom is chayev to pay. Michael's not believed. If there were Adam that saw you do it. So what do you see from that? But Michael had a migu that he could have said, he told me to, he could have what? Cut down the what? You could, no. The migu was, you could have told me to what? Told me to cut it down. You sold it to me to cut it down. So you see, that's not a legitimate what? Not a legitimate migu. Right? And the reason why we said migu is because while you're dealing with Shavak Techai Kobir, you need a migu to offset that. How do you get out of that Gemara according to the Rashba? So we said there was no Amir. There was no Amir. You have to say there was no Amir. In our Gemara, what do you have to say? In Achla Hadar Peri, that you worked on it long enough that it's an automatic Amir. Correct. That's how we said from the Rashba. Okay, that's one. Two. How we mazim achlekes toysen? We just did two. Okay. So we did one and two. Three. What's the din of arodi ulabar lohave chazaka? Gemara says alam advavu min aleph. That if my whole desk is my land, and then I have a patch over here, a strip, that I leave open because I want the behemoths to eat those things so they won't try to what get in my fence and try to get into my field. If they have that strip, they'll be fine. Okay, so it's a way to pacify them. So a few guys or one guy starts being demonstrative on this strip, try to claim like it's his it's his. What's the din? It's not a chazaka. He cannot establish ownership in that land because I really don't care what he does in there because what? He can do whatever he wants. Lo ichbasle, the Rashbam said. Lo ichbasle, he's not being masa kinamachas inshi. So that's the din of arodi. Arodi means the animals on that strip. They can be there. You can have a human being on there from today until tomorrow. He will not establish a chazaka. It doesn't make a difference. Lo masa kinamachas inshi. Lo ichbasle, it doesn't bother me. Okay? That answers number what? Number three. Number four. Okay, What was the machloikis team, the Ritvin and the Mukios regarding the Din Arodi? We had an interesting machloikis here. What happens if you have that guy who's trying to sit on the strip is not marviach? He's not going to be matzliach. He's not being marviach. Anything that he plants, the other behemoths of other guys eat. But I'm mafsid. Why am I mafsid? Because I know my land. I know how to plant my land. So I could do the strip in a way that I would be successful. So the case is the other guy, the squatter, is not marviach. And the Baal HaBayis is mafsid. What's the din in such a case? Can you establish chazak or not? So the Ritva says no, and the Mukiyosef says yes. We said it's a very fundamental machloikis. What gets me, basically? What gets me to protest? Is it the fact that the other guy is being marviach, or is it the fact that I'm losing? So the Ritva says the fact that the other guy is what? If he's not marviach and I'm mafsid, I don't get a chazaka because it doesn't bother me. The most important thing to me is the notion of in that case is what is going to be, you know, what's going to be included in that din. That's what we said, right? There's the marakam is being mafsid. Lefi the Ritva is not a chazaka because what's important to the Ritva is the fact that what, that he's not being marviach. If he's not being marviach, it doesn't bother me, right? Even though I'm losing. Mukiyosa says, if I'm losing, that also bothers me. That would generate me to protest. Very important machlokas, we said. Okay, what was the stira in the Rabosh or Ritva? You remember what was the stira? So that first comment that we just said, the Ritva was really the Rabosh or Ritva. What I just got through saying is the machlokas Ritva and Mukiyosa, that first comment was really the Rebbe of the Ritva. Right? Later on, we had the Rebbe of the Ritva saying something else. What was the Rebbe of the Ritva saying? Over here he's saying it's not a chazaka. Now he turns around and says like the Mukiyosef. Because in the case of Afi Kurva Akura, Lohave Chazaka, he says even if we're talking about a situation where the Baal wouldn't be successful either. It's not a chazaka. Mashma, that if the Baal would be mafsid and the other guy wouldn't be marviach, what would be the din? The din would be a chazaka. See, here you have him saying like the Mukiyosef. Stira b'ritva Rebbe. You got it, Aaron? Okay. All right, I'm proud of you guys. Let's go. Proud of you guys. You're working. Okay. Because I got here later, then I'm honest. I was planning to get up at 5 a.m. I got up at 6 a.m. I had planned to get up at 5 a.m. to Kiliv time to prepare Daf Yomi and to prepare the questions. But I got up at 6 a.m. So only had a half an hour to prepare the Daf Yomi. And when can I do the questions? I did the questions after I got here. That's why I got late and safe. Okay? I tried last night to do the questions. My daughter had a birthday party sleepover, so I only got to 4 and I was exhausted. I was too tired to sleep at 1. So that's why I was late. All right. I'm sorry. Let's go. Vaita. All right. 5. Let's go, Vaita. Maisis, 5. That was 5. 6. Ma bir shal marim b'rashbam b'sugi shal arodi. What was the beer that we said in Rashbam b'sugi shal arodi? Oh. Do you remember what the Rashbam said? Rashbam says, the guy that's hanging out on my strip, he doesn't get the chazaka. Why? He doesn't get the chazaka, he's not acting like an owner. What do you mean he's not acting like an owner? Right? The owner would do the exact same thing in the strip. Right? What do you mean he's not acting like the owner? So we said the pshat was like this. Let's get it. We said, what happens if the guy, the squatter, takes the outer strip and the inner strip? Does he get both? Yes. And remember we said it was like the Agav case, right? In a chavtes and base. But we said, what's the svara? What do you mean l'machzik inchi? He's not acting like k'machzik inchi, right? So we said it meant like this. It meant like he's acting, the owner's not acting like that. He's trying to be demonstrative, right, the squatter in the strip. To act like this. The owner's not acting like that. The owner's leaving it to everybody. So what's the pshat in the Rashbam? So we said what the Rashbam meant as follows, the note said. That if the guy, the squatter, would go inside, he would get inside and outside. Because the guy that's inside, right, would act like that. In other words, what he meant, kamachse inshi, means like if you were owner of this part of the desk, then you would leave the strip like that. Not like that if you only owned the strip. The Rashbam meant to say he's acting like the owner of the whole thing, Lamaisa would be. That's what it means to say. In other words, the Rashbam is being masbir, Lamaisa kamachse inshi. If you own all this, then you're going to leave what? You're going to leave the strip like this, right?
Yeah.
Open for the animals, correct. So Lamaisa, that's what the Rashbam is saying. Can a machzik inchi learns? If you own like this, he would act like what the owner, he would act like the owner on the strip if he also had this as well. Okay?
But why that? But that's not
good because we know it.
It is good, Lemaisa. If he owned, no, if he squats on this part, he'll get this part as well. Even if he left this part open like the other guys.
Because
he's acting like the owner.
But this guy's only trying to claim this piece of land. He's not trying to claim everything.
No, but the Ritva said, what'll be in the case where he grabs this too as well?
Right.
So in that case, he would be Kenemachzikinshi. That's what he meant to say. That's what the Rashban meant to say. Kenemachzikinshi. He's low ichbaslay because he's not acting kinemachse inkchi if the guy would have taken this as well. The din in the Gemara is if the guy's only on the strip, it's not good. But if he would take this, then he gets this plus the strip. So that's what the Rashbam meant to say, kinemachse inkchi. You're not acting like kinemachse inkchi in that manner. Okay. That answers number what? That answers number six, seven. What is the din legabi achla ervish shviz kilai kerem tenis shnei girsos? Argirsa Rabbeinu Chananel, I'm sorry, Argirsa the Rashbam, and Tosas is that it is not a chazaka. And Tosas is very adamant that the Girsa should be and it's not a chazaka. Okay, and don't tell me Tosas says that like the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel, let's get it down. Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa and the Rambam's Girsa was that it was a chazaka. We have to change the Bryce as well because the Bryce said Lohavi chazaka. Tosas is adamant against that because he said if the Girsa was. That's what Tosas says Beferish. And as he says, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, Ein Lomar, right? And he says, don't tell me, Liolam Garis, Hachene Chazaka, right? Tosas is adamant against the Girsa that's Ein Chazaka, right? And here we're talking about what? And here we're talking about cases where you ate the Peiris, right? Okay, and over there in Ksubas, we're talking about we ate the Zmoros, because he says, then we should have quoted all the Dinim about Chazaka. We should have quoted all the Dinim about Chazaka. So Tosas is very, very strong, Lomais, again, so Nachamol. So according to the Rashbam, the Girsa is what? Is Lohavi Chazak. Okay? That's according to the Rashbam. The Girsa is Lohavi Chazak. Rabbeinu Chananel has the Girsa that is Havi Chazak, and Rashbam doesn't like it. Velo Nehiru. So Tosas just points out, Lomais, that he feels, he seems to agree with the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosus, I think I said that that Tosus like the Rashbam. Yeah. Tosus like Rabbeinu Chananel. I made a mistake on that. Tosus says Nirulari, that he says the Girker Girsa is like Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's a Chazaka. And he says we're talking about Zmoros. He does not like the Girsa of having here ain't a Chazaka, which is what the Rashbam said. And over there we're talking about a case where he ate Zmoros, and here we're talking about Peiris. Because he says Lamaisa, then we should have quoted all the Dinim when it's not a Chazaka, when it is a Chazaka. So Tosus happens to say, like the Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's get that straight. So Nachamol. Rashbam says, ain't a chazaka. Rabbeinu Chananel says, it is a chazaka. Rashbam doesn't like the Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosus does like the Rabbeinu Chananel. And he doesn't like the fact that you'll say, ain't a chazaka. That means, ain't a chazaka will have to be here, is that you're eating peiris, and therefore it's not a good chazaka, because you're not allowed to eat the peiris. And over there, where it says a chazaka, and ksubis and not pay, it's talking about with the eight smorus. Okay. Fine. That's seven. Eight. What are the dinim we said about Orla? I spoke about it earlier this week in the Drasha, okay, on Shabbos. Orla in Eretz Yisrael, the first 3 years of a fruit tree is Asr Bachila and Hana. Can't eat it, can't derive benefit. Orla in Chutz La'aretz is Asr Midiraisa, that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What must you do in Orla in Eretz Yisrael? You must burn it. Mishnah Tzmura and Lama Gimel and Beis. Orla in Chutz La'aretz is a whole discussion whether what you have to burn or not. Push-up shot in the Gemara is you don't have to. The Gemara has a case where one of the Amorim just threw it away. Mashi didn't burn it. I think, Lamaisa. I think the Gemara has a case where he didn't burn it. He threw it away. And Lamed Brachas, Lamed Vavim, and Aleph. So those... Halacha L'Moshe Messina, the Gemara says in Brachas. Orl and Chutzar says Halacha L'Moshe Messina. That's correct. So it's in this city rice, it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Is it Asar Ba'ana? That's another discussion. That's a Machleg Yishoinim. Whether it's Asr Ba'anah. But Orla and Eretz Yisrael is Asr Ba'chilei Hanah. David, you follow me? When we spoke on the Drasha, we won't go through the whole thing, but what we spoke about really is that the Orla is very critical because it teaches you patience. And patience is a more than a virtue. It's a very important thing in all elements in life. And we have to be able to practice patience. And the truth is, you know what was Gorim death? And Gorim all bad things in the world? Was a lack of patience. Do you know Adam Arishu was supposed to eat all the Eitzim in the Gan Eden? Every single one he was supposed to eat. When was he supposed to eat Eitz Hadas? On Shabbos. On Shabbos. Because what was the Eitz Hadas gave him the ability to Bechiras Chofshes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to have Bechiras Chofshes, you're going to need Shabbos to help you out to win. And Adam Arishu couldn't wait. He was commanded in 3 o'clock, 9th hour. He ate in the 10th hour. He ate at 4 o'clock. That's why we have 3 years of Orlin. To Masakin, the 3 hours that he couldn't wait. And because he couldn't wait, we have death and we have Ramin Uruf. We have the problems with the Yitzhahara. That's how terrible it is. And he had, the Chassam Sofer, he had good intention. Because he felt confident he'd make the good decisions. It doesn't make a difference. Just because you have good decisions, you have to be able to have what? You have to be able to have patience. Rabbi Avadia writes in his Igeres Leben Torah. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu count, Shemayim? The Dapim? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu count the Dapim that you learn? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the hours that you learn. And the Gaon says that all the Kitzur Svarim, okay, they're good, but that's not the way you learn up Lomdus. Not the Kitzur Svarim. You have to work. You have to schwitz. The patience takes time. That's what oral is so important. To internalize this message of patience. Critical. Smam is critical. Metinis. Having metinim medin. The Tiferes Yisrael says in the Mishnah Novice. That's not just for a dying before he makes a psak. Any person before you make a decision, don't make a rash decision. Have a matunim medin. Slow. Delicate. Take your time. Don't be rash. Okay? Proud of you guys. Okay, Viter. All right, 8, 9. What is the dinim we said about kiloi kerem? What do we say? So we said in general, in kiloi and bichlal. I don't think we mentioned this, so let's just get it down now in Chazara. There's a concept called kiloi behema. You know, you cannot mix behemas. You can't, what's it called? Mutations. Can't mutation two different behemas. Right? Kiloi behema. There's also kiloi begodim. We all know that. Shatnas, wool, and linen. Those are two categories we didn't mention. Well, let's talk about kiloi kerem. Kiloi kerem is wheat and grapes. Wheat and grapes are also bachila and hana in Eretz Yisrael, and it's in Issad Yeraisa, and in Chutzlar it's in Issad Rabbanon. It's only usher to eat, but it's in Issad Rabbanon. That's kiloi kerem. Let's get that. The fourth category is called kiloi zroim. What's kiloi zroim? Mixture of seeds. I don't know. You do celery and tomatoes. Kiloi zroim are usher just to do, but they're mutter bachila, mutter bahana, believe it or not. And in Chutzlarts, Mutal Legamri. Chutzlarts, Kiloi Zerom, or Mutal Legamri. And then the last category was our Kavas Eilon is grafting trees, which we said are Asr, Diyaraisa, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlarts, and it's also even for Goyim to do. So no Asr to eat the stuff that's produced, namely the nectarine, which is our famous example of grafting, the mixture of a plum and a peach.
Peach, not orange.
That's correct, Michael, not an orange. Okay, Viter. So we're not allowed to. I wondered, it's us to eat, but if no, everyone stopped eating it, but you know, we're not the majority of people in the world, so it's going to be made anyway. Okay. Viter.
Is that a part of Kiloi Zera also? We said for Kiloi Zera, it's also mutter to eat, right? Just us to eat.
Yeah. Kiloi Zera is a mutter to eat, even. For sure, Yossi. Absolutely. Kiloi Zera is not even us in Chutzlar. It's an amazing thing. The whole Zera is just a mix it. But Kiloi Zera is only also for Yidden. Only our Kavas Ilanus is also for Jews and Goyim. Okay? It's not one of the Shemits Ben Enoch Echai Misa for, but it is one of the Sheet, one of the Dinim that the Rambam quotes that, like Kishuf, they can't engage in black magic. They can't engage in neutering either. It's a big problem. How do you give a cat to a non-Jewish veterinarian to neuter? You're over Lif Neiver. That was also in yesterday's Parsha, Lif Neiver. Because they're Mitzuvin Siris. It's a whole Shaila, how you do it. Maybe you have to sell it to them. Aren't you also being machshelim though and doing it? Okay. Viter. That's 9. 10. How did Tosas learn the sugya of achl orl v'kiloyim v'shvi? So Tosas says, poshet. Tosas says, I like Rabbi Nochanan girsa. And if you eat orl v'shvi v'kiloy kirim, it's a chazaka. How can it be a chazaka? Because you're eating the zmoros. You're eating the branches. Eating the branches. Last time I checked, human beings don't eat branches. Says the Chavis Yor behemah. You're feeding it to your behemah. You're doing the maximum that you can do. I mean, last time we checked, I don't eat branches, nor do you guys, right? No one eats branches. But you feed it to your behemah. So therefore, as long as you do the maximum what you do, that's chazok. That was the Chavis Yor said on the Rif. Aye. The Gemara in Ksubis, Lamaisa. So in other words, if you say that if you hold Akla, or Lev Shivlois, Vikilari Kerib, is a chazaka, that's talking about Zmoros, because that can be consumed. That can be consumed zmoros. Now we should point out, and let's get this. If you would say ain't a chazaka, it's done by the pears, because the pears are asr, right? So Tosa Sheet is achilus iser is not a chazaka. Therefore, if you find a gears that says chazaka like Rabbeinu Chanan, what are you going to say? It's zmoros, okay? Now let's point out the Torah's chayim on this question, okay? Torah Schaim, Vavas Chesed. The Sefer is called Torah Schaim. We say after in Sim Shalom, Torah Schaim, Vavas Chesed. Torah, you know that niggin? Torah Schaim, Vavas Chesed. You know that niggin? Na 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 na. Right, some chazanim do it in our shul once in a while. Is that Reb Shlomo Karlbach, nigga? I think so. No, I'm not sure. All right. So we call it Torah Schaim. Torah Schaim. Torah Schaim. So the Torah Schaim writes, he says, I don't understand something. Why are Oral and Kilai Karim bad? Because they're Averis. Right? It's Isser. What about Shviz? Rashbam says a new reason, Hefker Lakol. Don't you think there should be one uniform reason? Number one. Number two, he says, don't you think, what's Shviz doing in the middle? First you say Orla, Shviz, and Kilai Kerem. But if Orla and Kilai Kerem have one reason, Shviz says, no, don't you think you should put Shviz at the end? Because of that, the Torah Schaim argues on Rashbam. It says a different part, Shviz. Not because it's Hefka Lakol and the guy doesn't care. Because it's Hefka Lakol, he's not going to say anything. No, it has nothing to do with that. I mean, even Shviz is an Isser. What's the case? You planted B'Shviz. If you plant B'Shviz, the payers are usher to eat. What's the other svar? He said Svichin. Svichin does not apply to what? Peiros Eilin, but you were Meshamer them. You guarded them. So if you do it above in Jashmir, that's an Isser. If you do it above in Jashmir, it's an Isser. Okay, very good. That's number... So in that question, in number 10, I want you to include the Chavis Yor and the Torah Schaim. 11. Yes, yes, Yossi. Quick, real quick. Go ahead.
According to Rabbi Hanan, the Gemara in Ksuas and Gemara in our Gemara, they're both talking about Zemiros.
Yes. If you have our girsa that is chazaka, then the Gemara over there, also be talking about zmoros. That's correct. What'd you say?
Feeding
your behemoth. That's correct. That is correct. Okay, 11. We can get to that now more. What is Gemara saying? Ksubas legabi zmoros. Let's get it clear. Gemara there talks about a husband that works very hard on his wife's property that she brought into the marriage, and he spends a lot of money out of his own pocket. What's the din? He divorces her, he wants his money back. So we say as follows. You know what? Listen, if you put $100,000 into her property, the bottom line is, did you eat anything from her property? Even if you ate only $10,000, that's it. Finished. You can gain no money from her. Done deal. The only din is, if you got no money out of it, you can take a shvu and collect what you put in. That's the halacha. And let's say you put in $100,000, you ate $200,000, also she gets no money back. It's a done deal. Masha'acha acha, finished. Right? Finished. That's the din. Okay. Gemara says, what is an example of him eating? The Gemara says, Zmoros. Zmoros. Please get it. Zmoros. He ate Zmoros. How can he eat Zmoros? He fed his behemoth. The Gemara says, how do I know? How do I know that he ate Zmoros? What do you say? How do you know he ate Zmoros? Because Achla Orel V'Shviz Havya Chazaka. How could Achla Orel V'Shviz Havya Chazaka? Must be, it was what? Wasn't Peyrus' sister, because that Achlius Aver is not a Chazaka, right? Must be he was eating Zmoros. He was eating Zmoros. The Zmoros of Orla, the Zmoros of Kiloi Kerem, right? The Zmoros of Orla, the Zmoros of Kiloi Kerem, and the Zmoros of what? The Zmoros of Shvis, there's no Isra, and there's no Pesach Shvis on the Eitzim. So in all those cases, you ate, that's considered to be a Chazaka. Fine. That answers 11. 12. How did the Rambam Paskin by Achlius' sister? Peyrus or Rambam? What did he say, Aaron? Rambam says an amazing thing. Even though you ate Bavera, Alpha Bishanez Bera Havya Chazaka. Ravitz says, what are you talking about? Can't believe you. If you eat a Be'a Isser, how could it establish Chazaka? That's a Rambam Shita, finished. Rambam says, you eat Be'a Isser, it's a Chazaka. Alpha Bishanez Bavera, Rambam's Losh is Havya Chazaka. 13. Okay, that was 12. 13. How's the Rambam against the Gemara Ksubas? His Mamash against the Gemara Ksubas. Because what did the Gemara Ksubas say? How do we know the husband, if he just ate Zmoros or fed his behemoth Zmoros, Yossi, is that good? How do you know? How do you know that's good? Because the Gemara says, Vida Orla Shviz Kilai Kerem, it's a Chazaka. So you see that what? The Gemara is assuming that Achilas Aveira is not a Chazaka. So if so obviously if Orla Shviz Kilai Kerem is a Chazaka, like the Gemara says, Subas, must be he was eating what? Branches, which are not usher. There's a slam dunk ride. How did the Gemara know that Zmoros was enough? Because it says if you're Achla Orla Shviz Kilai Kerem, have a Chazaka. And therefore it was Zmoros. So it's mamish against the Gemara. How did the Gemara know it was Moros? How did the Gemara know it was Moros? Because of Achla Orla Vishviz Havi Chazaka, right? Because we have to make sure you're not over an Aveira. What do you mean the Ram Shita is, even if you're over an Aveira, it's a Chazaka, right? Does everyone follow? We stress this. You got to get this. How did the Gemara know that the husband using the woman's property, is it's Moros and not Peiros? Because Gemara says if you're achla or lishvish kolakim, it's chazaka. The Gemara was assuming that doing an aveira does not establish chazaka, so it cannot be you're reading Paris, must be you're reading what? Zmaros. So that's how the Gemara knew that Zmaros is called an achila. But the Rambam holds that achla iser is a chazaka. So if achla iser is chazaka, how did Gemara know it's talking about Zmaros? Could have been Paris, right? That was the kash we said the Rambam's against Gemara and Ksubis. 13. That was 13.
How do we know the Gemara is talking about the Shnas Arla?
It says, Michael, it says, Achla's, if he eats clusters, that's called an achila. How do we know? Because there's Achla, Orla, Vishvis, Kilakirim, Havia, Chazaka. So maybe he's talking about the Paris, according to the Rambam. Right? It's no Raya. How did the Gemara doesn't read well, according to the Rambam? Okay. That was the kash we asked in the Rambam that he's against the Gemara and Ksubis. That was 13. 14. What was the terz of the Magen Mishnah? What's the terz of the Magen Mishnah? Magen Mishnah says Dimyon Ba'alma. It's a comparison. Listen, you're right. You do an Aveira, it's a bad thing. Achilas Isser, the Rambam says it's Chazaka, because you did a bad thing. You did an Isser. That's tantamount to really also what? Giving your behemoth. Because you really didn't get a value out of it. You did an Aveira by eating the Paris. Also, giving your Zmaros to an Aveim is also not such a great value either. You're not eating it yourself. So it's a loose comparison. That's the way the Rambam will read the Gemara. That's how the Gemara knew it was Zmaros. You did an Aveira, it's still called a Chazak, and your value wasn't great. Also, Zmaros, which is not, the value is not so great because you're not eating it yourself, giving it to your baby, that's also Chazak.
It's a Kavachomer. Isn't there a
Kavachomer? Yeah, no, it's a Kavachomer. Yeah, I guess so. It's a Kavachomer in the sense that if you did an Aveira, we said, yeah, it is. That's basically what we shaped it. If you did an Aveira, it's still called a Chazak. How much more so were you feed a baby? But it's also the link being the value that is really not there, Yossi. But you're right, we said it's a Kavachomer, right? So, it's very good. That's 14. 15. What was the Teretz in the Nesivis? Sivis had a beautiful teretz as well. What was in the Sivis' teretz? He said the raya was from Shviz. What's the raya from Shviz? Amazing. We're talking about the Eitzim. There's no Kedusha Shviz on Eitzim. So what was the guy doing? Guy takes your Eitzim on Shviz and he demonstratively acts like an owner. And I say nothing. That's why it's Chazaka. Meaning the Gemara does say Achla Orla Shviz V'Kiloi Karen, but the raya was from Shviz that we knew was Moros. Because according to the Ram, the Orla V'Kiloi is the Paris. Even though you didn't have Aris Chazaka. But the Raya, the Gemara that was talking about Zmaros was from Shviz. By Shviz, there is no Eitzim, there's no Kedusha. So we knew that it was talking about what? We're talking about Zmaros from the word Shviz. That's how the Ram read the Gemara according to the Nesivis. That's 15. 16. What was the Teretz of the Tumim? Tumim said the Raya was from Orla and Kilai Kerem. What do you do with Orla and Kilai Kerem? What must you do, says the Mishnah Tumura? You got to burn it. What is burning? The ashes are Mutter or Aser. The ashes are mutter, the Mishnah says. Why? Because anything that's nasa mitzvah, so as long as you do the mitzvah, the ashes become mutter. So you compare ashes with what? Branches, zmaros. So just like if you would eat the ashes, if the guy would eat the ashes, not eat them, I don't know, use the ashes, he don't say anything, would establish chazaka. That's how the Gemara knew he was talking about zmaros. Because we're comparing zmaros branches with ashes. Same thing. Okay? What'd you say? Chosin, yeah. We put the ashes on the chosin's head. That's what the Taisa says in Brach. Taisa in Baba Asher. The Yandav Samech. Gemara in Brachas. Not only do we break the grass, we put it on his head. I always prepare the ashes before. Right? Put the ashes, I put it in a Ziploc bag, and I put it on the Chassan's head. Right? Ask Yossi, right? Remember? Yitzi's not here. Right? I did Yossi and Yitzi. Anyone else? No, I don't think that's... Aaron. No, Aaron, I didn't do it. Did your Masada Kedusha? Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. All right, good. Baiter. He probably did it. We didn't mess up. You mess up your hair and your head. I mess up Yossi needs his hair and head. Okay, no. Looks better. Look more horrible. Okay, good. So I'm just saying it's lucky I didn't do it for you, all right. Weiter. Okay, where are we at now? Number what? Number 17. Okay, let's go. What's the Shita of Haigon? Move it to Ramban. The Eich Ramban Masbiroto. Oh, so what was the Shita of Haigon? Rav Haigon is amazing shita. What's a Ramban shita? Okay, how many shita do we have so far? We had Tosfos, right? And we have the Rashbam. See, it's interesting. We said Tosfos and Rashbam conceptually hold like the same shita. Achilas Isser is not a chazaka. Just Rashbam had the girsa and a chazaka. Tosfos had the girsa what? Tosfos had the girsa chazaka. But they both agree with the concept that Achilas Isser is not a chazaka. Correct? Then the second shita is who? The Rambam, who holds Achilas Isser is a chazaka. Then we have a third shita. That's the shita Rav Haigon quoted the Ramban. Says an amazing thing. That Achilas Isser of Orla Kilai Kerem, I'm sorry, Achilas Isser of Orla and Shviz is not a Chazaka. But Kilai Kerem is a Chazaka. Amazing. Chilus Isra of Kilai Kerem is a chazaka. What's special about that? So Rabban says, I'll tell you why. Because the Marakama should have yelled at him and said, you know what? How can you plant wheat and grapes together? I would have uprooted them, and I would have used that space for good stuff. Orla and trees, you can't say such a thing, because you know, no matter what, he never would have had a use of it. What are you going to do? Cut down a tree? You do new tree, you have also 3 years. The shvi'is also you can't work on. So the answer, the reason why you can establish chazakah with achilas isra of kilai kerem yasi is because he could have made a tiny to him. Listen, I want to uproot all my stuff and use the space. You don't have that by only collecting. That was the pshat of the what? Of the Ramban in Rav Hayom. Okay. How did you read the Gemara? How is his girs in the Gemara? So his girs in the Gemara, you have to check the Ramban, but it could be the girs in the... The girsa could be what? What could the girsa be in the Ramban? You have to check. Either would he say chazak or ain't a chazak? You have to check how he read the Gemara Rav Haigam. Okay, we have to check that. Blinetter. Okay, 18. Echad Tumim, that was 17, right? Yeah, that was 17. Okay, 18. Yeah, how did the Tumim Masbe the Ramban? Hashem Rav Haigam Tumim had an amazing shot. Eitan and myself were speaking with Shechter about this on Thursday, Shlita. We were talking about what does the Rav Haigon say? Amazing, according to the Tumim. He says, Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalo. Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalo. If I have a grape field, grape vineyard, and you start planting wheat next to it, it doesn't destroy my stuff. You can't ask for my property without permission. You can't do that. So Lafi, the perspective of the Ma'arir, he should have protested, because not Kilai Kerem. So the fact that he didn't protest, that's why Kilai Kerem is Chazaka. So we said, what's unique about Kilai Kerem? Remember I said if you have a meat soup and you pour a drop of milk in there, does it become usher? Absolutely becomes usher. Because that's totally b'metzius. But we said that Kilai Kerem is totally b'machshava, avodah zarah. If a guy comes down and bows down to your tree, does that tree become usher? No, it's totally b'machshava. Anything that's totally b'machshava, you have the klal of ein adam osur davar shein shalom. So we asked Rav Shechter on Thursday, where did Tanaim come up with this concept that Kilai Kerem is not totally b'metzius, totally b'machshava? So Rav Shechter said that Tanai must have had some pasuk. So Tosin, in the beginning of Bava Basra, on Daf Beis Vemeza, quotes a pasuk. It says, "The tam yesh lafarsh v'shum nichsiv dvarim chav beis tap tois on beis v'beis." Says nichsiv dvarim lo tizur karmacha kilaim do mi dizriya dinichle. It's got to be a zriya that you want. You have to have a b'machshav, something you want. It's not totally b'metzius. So therefore, again, from the perspective of the ma'arer, it's not kilay kerem. So it's not kilay kerem. You should have protested. So since you didn't protest, that's why it's chazakin. It's an ingenious shot. But that's why the Kilai Kerem is special. It's like Avodah Zarah. Told him machshava. If you'd asked us, like we were saying to Rav Shechter, Eitan and myself, we would have said it's like a basa b'chalof. It's a new din. So where's the new din? Tosh suggests in Bezim and Bezim Armasecht. It's based on Lotizr that's nichale. Okay. That answers number 18, 19. What's the machlokes in the Shiva Shar Mishpul? Very interesting. If you have an apartment building or a house that you own, it's not rented out. It's not rented out. I don't know, it's a vacation house, Shabbos house. We were once in many years ago in Shavuos. I was a scout in residence many years ago in Florida, about 15 years ago, and we stayed by someone who has a Shabbos house. They have another house during the week, and they have a house that's near the shul just for Shabbos, a Shabbos house. So let's say that wasn't rented out, okay? Wasn't rented out. Wasn't a sui ligru. Wasn't rented out. Okay. You have a guy that squats in your Shabbos house for 3 years. Mamish. For 3 years. Didn't have permission. It was a chilas sister. Is that a chazak or not? Very interesting. Shiloh. Lachla maisa. Shar Mishpat says plug it in. Lafi the Rama, a chilas sister is a chazaka. Yeah, it's a chazaka. I should have protested. Lafi toisvis. Lafi the Rivet. Lafi the Rashbam, Achilus is not a chazaka. Therefore, it won't be a chazaka. Shar Mishpat plugs it in straight up. Nesivus comes and says, "What are you talking about? Even according to the Rashbam that says Achilus is not a chazaka, you better believe in this case it's a chazaka." Didn't it bother you that a guy was in your Shabbos house? You should have protested. Didn't it bother you? He was usurping your space. Someone hangs out in your room without permission. It would bother you guys? Bother anybody? Right? And therefore, you should have protested. Therefore, establish a chazaka. Okay? Yeah, quickly, Mike. Go ahead.
Why wouldn't that be a problem of Zenin and Zechasar?
Because he's like... Zenin and Zechasar is still Usr, though. Still Usr. In your day. When I mean your day, it's still Usr. You shouldn't do it without permission.
Right.
You're right, you don't have to pay momentous, but I'm saying still usher. It bothers me. You have no right to come in my room.
Right, but
Zenen
of
Zelo Chasr
is...
Zenen of Zelo. This is a case of Zenen of Zelo Chasr. You didn't make the Shabbos house bad.
Doesn't it, like, because we're talking about, like, if you... Because by being there, you're, like, weakening the walls or, like, you're tainting the walls.
It could be in such a situation. Well, I'm talking about a scenario of Zenen of Zelo Chasr. Gemara says in certain situations, you're absolutely right about Bavsi, as in the second parent. In Baba Kama, rather.
Yeah.
In Baba Kama, Davchof, you're absolutely right. But I'm talking about a scenario where there's nothing, you lose nothing, value. But it bothers you. It bothers you. The guy's there. You should have said something. So Nesiva says, even according to Rosh Bama, says, Achilles, this is not a chazaka, here it'll be a chazaka. Okay? Okay. That answers number what? Number 19, 20. What is the Shita Satos Lagabi Eitzim Shal Kilayim? Very interesting. That Tosis is on Lamed Vav Alaf. What was Tosis Shita by Eitzim of Kilayim? So Toshita straight up is that Eitzim, the wood of the Kilayim, are Usur in a case of Miikaro. Right? Of Zara Miikaro. If you planted the wheat and grapes together from the very outset, they took root together, then definitely the Eitzim are Usur. Zro'u Ba, meaning that if the stalk of the vineyard was already there and then you added the wheat, it's only Usur if the stem or the wheat adds 1/200. Needs all. Sofas Matayim. That's Toshita Legabi what Eitzim Shal Kilayim. 21. What's the shita of the Rosh Legabi Eitzim Kilayim? By Zeruah Miikara, if you plant it together, Eitzim will be Usur. By Zeruah Ba, very important, we said the Rosh Hashita is, there is never an Isser of Eitzim. Even if it grows 200th. Zeruah Ba, there never is an Isser of Eitzim. Finished. 20, that's 21. 22. What is the shita of the Gaon? We know the Gaon is the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, right? There's all, right? There are many Gaon, but the Vilna Gaon in the 1700s is known as the Gaon, the Bir Agro. Now sheet is that Gaon Beitzim Mikilai. The Gaon sheet is that Eitzim are completely Mutter Mikilai. They're not Usher based on Tafel Lepri at all. What was the Gaon's Raya? You remember the Gaon's Raya? Tosus digs up a Pusik. Very good, Yossi. That was the Iker, the root, not the stem, the stalk, which is the what? Which is the Eitzim, but the Iker is Usher from what? From a pasuk, it says Azer. So the Gaon says, why on earth did Tosef have to dig up, stand on his head, and dig up a pasuk to say what? That Zera is Usur, right? Must be that the Eitzim are not Usur based on Tafel Lepri. So the Eitzim are Mamash Mutter. There's a concept called Tafel Lepri. So Lamaisa, we know, he wants to say the fact that the Torah, the Gemara stood on its head, Tosef stands on his head and digs up the Gemara, it says Zera, shows to you that the only reason why it's us is because of the Zera is on the Iker, but in a Chanam, the Eitzim are also based on Tafel Lepri. However, the Mikdash David, okay, that answers number what? Number 22, number 23. What did the Mikdash David say to protect Tosfos? He said, what are you talking about? To the Gaon, the Mikdash David said, well, these are two different items. The Zera is different than the Eitzim. That's why you need to dig up. Zera doesn't shed any light on the Eitzim. The Zera never would have been Usur based on Tafel Lepri. It's a different concept than Gansen. Since it's a different concept than Gansen, you have to dig up a puzzle in the Usur, but it sheds no light on Eitzim. Maybe the Eitzim Tak are Usur, like Tosa says. Tosa says the Eitzim are Usur in the case of Zara Miikaro, and in Zara Bov, it's Osavis Masayim. So that was the Mikdash Dov's defense of Tosos against the Gon, where the Gon was Cholik on Tosis. Yes, Yossi.
Didn't you say also that Zera, you would have had a Habim because it was seated together, but
right, that was the chiluk. Well said. That's what the
Mikdash.
That's what the Mikdash David said. Exactly. He said they're fundamentally different things. The Eitzim. Well said. Thank you for saying that. The Eitzim are Gadol B'Isser. So, but the Zer is not Gadol B'Isser. So that's taka why you need a pasuk. But it doesn't. But they're two fundamentally different things. Sheds no light on one. Zer sheds no light on Eitzim because they're fundamentally different things. Exactly. Very good. That was the svar the Mikdash David presented. Very good. Okay, that's 23. 20. Yeah, go ahead, Adam, real quick. Yeah, the Vilna Gaon sheet is that Eitzim are completely mutter, like Gabi the Isser of Kiloi Kerem. It's only the fruit that is Usser, and the Zerah, the root itself. But the Eitzim of the stalk, the wood of it, are completely mutter according to the Vilna Gaon. Okay? And Zerah, the fact that you needed a positive Zerah, shows that there's no Isser of Tafel Lepri. And the Mikdash David defense tells us there are two different concepts, the Eitzim and the Zerah. One doesn't shed light on the other. And as Yossi said, the chiluk was because the Eitzim are gadol b'isser, and the Iker is not gadol b'isser. That's why you need a separate pasuk, if you want to answer, which we do. Okay, that's 23, 24. What do we say on the din of Ochla Shachas? What do we say on the din of Ochla Shachas? Okay? You know, before we we basically said, you know, those three sheetas plug in of how you answer the kasha, we said, remember? Of how you answer. You know, I forgot to mention something. In 22, when we said what the sheet of the Gon Beitzim Mikilayim is completely mutter Adam, please write that with one exception. Tilton, we still got to look. We should look up what it is. I think it's fenugreek, I think. I don't remember. But Tilton, I think, is fenugreek. Only Tilton is it awesome. That was the case of Sokham, which we said when you fired up the oven, you got to destroy it. How would Tosus answer the case of the firing up? And because it was a case where what? Where it took what? Where it took root, right? If it was grown together, then in that case, you're going to have to what? You're going to have to burn it. And how would the Rosh answer? Also Zeru Miyakara, right? So each one, according to a sheet, will have to plug in that case we said and to answer that. Okay. Very good. And Tosus had said the case was, by us, remember, that the Zmaris hadn't grown yet, remember? Remember Tosus said the Zmaris is here in our case, that's why the Zmaris are mutter, because the Zmaris hadn't grown on Sofas Masayim. The pears had grown already. The Zmaris had grown up to usually, and it takes much longer, and grown up to their usually size, and it takes much longer to get more 1/200. The pears were in the midst of growing, they grew quicker, so the pears were usher, and the eights were not yet usher, because it was Ro'obah. That was what Taisa said. Okay, 23. 24, what do we say in the din of Shachas? So we said that Shachas was as follows. If you eat Shachas, you're not patient. There you are again, you're impatient. And you're impatient, and you don't let it grow to its utmost. You cut it when it's unripe. It does not create a chazakah. Okay, achlo shachas does not create a chazakah. So we asked Akash, and Miri asked, what about a spasta? Spasta we learned on Chav Testament base, I think it was. Was it Chav Testament base? Or Chav Testament base? I always forget. It was Chav Testament base. Spasta we said was good. If you eat in three intervals, it's good. So what do you mean? A spasta, you also, you snatch and eat. Right? Fast food like type eating. So that's good. Why is this not good? So we had two terutzim. Tulsa said, when it's not good is when you achla shachas, when you eat it in a manner it's going to be miskalkal. You eat it when it's what? When it's grown a little, when it's grown a good, not a tremendous size, but it's grown enough size that if you eat it at this point, it's going to destroy it. Whereas a spasta, you ate it when it was really, really small, so it won't destroy it. That was Tulsa and Chavchesim and Alf in the Mishnah. Tulsa said that. Miri said a little bit different. And Miri said it depends whether the field was omid l'shachas or was omid l'spasta. If it's omid l'shachas, l'maisa, right? If it's omid for that, right? If it's omid for that, l'maisa, then it's what? Then it's going to be good, l'maisa. But if it's omid l'tvua, and you eat it in a man, and you cut it down in a manner of shachas, then it's not going to be good. Okay? So we said the nafkamina would be, I don't think we said in shir, but the nafkamina would be in a case where it was omed l'shachas, l'maisa, and you cut it down for shachas, but it would destroy it. So according to Miri, that would still be good, right? Because you're not being impatient, that's the derech of what it's done. According to Tos, it's going to destroy, it wouldn't be good. That was enough to, we didn't give that. I don't think we gave the Miri's teretz, so I want you guys to get it down. We only gave the teretz of Tos, it's going to ruin it. The Miri said it depends whether the field's omid l'shachas or omid l'wad l'tfua. If it's omid l'shachas, it'll be good. If it's omid l'tfua and you cut it l'shachas, it'll be bad. Okay? Alright. So we're saying that afkemi would be, let's say you're omid l'shachas, and you cut it l'shachas, according to Miri, would be good, even if it would destroy it. Right? Whereas according to the Miri, it's good, because you did what the minig is of that field. Okay. Why we had one more point on this.
If it's omid l'shachas, why would it be in the context?
It's a type of field that the minig in the communities, they don't care if it's makalka. I'm saying they don't care. Okay, then we added one more point on this. Please get that in to have this as a separate question. We said that the Gemara gave an exception to this, and that was as follows, that if it was a savar mechuzah kaimen, if it was in a place of mechuzah. Yes? If it was in a place of mechuzah where there are a lot of wealthy guys and they have a lot of behemoths, so they eat it taka when it's kishachas. So that's the minig olam, we said that was a good chazaka because you should have protested. So we said on that, we had a diuk that the Rashbam seemed to say it was omid l'shachas. However, what would be, the Ritvan Miri seemed to imply that even if it was omid l'tvua, it would still be good, still be a chazaka. Even if it was omid l'tvua, but there are so many rich guys that they eat it, what? They eat it in the form of shachas, it still would be good, okay? Still would establish chazaka. We want to say maybe the Rashbam would disagree with that. Where the Rashbam said it was a kishahein shachas. Maybe according to the Rashbam, he would disagree with that and say it was omid l'tvua. Maybe what? Maybe would not establish chazaka. Maybe if it was omid l'tvua, maybe it would not establish chazaka. Yes, go ahead.
According to according to the Meiri,
yeah.
What's the Chiddush of the Chuza?
According to Meiri,
according to the first reason, you're saying that if Mechuzah is only talking about Omei B'Shachas,
right?
So what's the Chiddush of Meiri?
No, so according to Yosef, if it's Omer the Shach, it's not a good Chazakah. So Rava comes and says that what? What are you bothered by? What's wrong with that?
Meaning,
so Omer the Shach.
We know already. According to the Meir.
No, what is Rav Yosef talking about? Rav Yosef says your Achle Shach is when it was Omer the Tvua.
Right.
Aspasta when it was Omer the Shach, that's why it's good. This case is Omer the Tvua and he ate it L'Shachas.
Yeah,
that's why it's good. Aspasta is omer l'what? Aspasta is omer l'shachas. That's why it's good. Exactly. This is omer l'tvu and he ate it b'shachas. That's why it's not good.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't realize that aspasta be omer l'shachas.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh. Aspasta is shachas, right? It is fodder, but it's omer for that. That's why it's good. Our Gemara is talking about omer l'tvu and you didn't do it omer l'tvu. Therefore, it's not good. Okay. So we want to say it was a machlokes by tzavar. Is that only if it's Omer L'Shachas and his rich guys do it, or even if it's Omer L'Tvu and you did it in that manner, still would be good? That's what the Meiri said. Okay. That's number 24. Number 25. What do we ask in the Shita Lonor L'Mi by Ovira? What did the Gemara say, Chavtes? Rav Huna said you need a Chazak of 3 years Ritzufis, correct? Consecutive. What happens though if you're in a who said it? Modi Rav Bag, who was it, Rav Chaga? Rav Chaga said by Bagi, where let's say in your community where they don't work the field, they alternate years. Mamish, a whole year they leave it alone. Who was it? Modi Rav Huna Ba'asa the Movri Bagi. Oh, Amar Rav Chama it was. I'm sorry. Amar Rav Chama, Modi Rav Huna, that it's still a good Chazakah. But does that year count or not? Rashbam said it didn't. And the Shita Lonot Lami said that it did. So the year that you don't need to do any work on it counts. So we asked if there's a Shita that Shita that says the whole year you count, even though you don't work on it, yes? What do you do with what? Achloshvis, you don't work on it. Remember I said, Yossi, vis-a-vis the guy not working on it. If you're not working on it, how can you count it as what? Achloshvis is not a chazakah, according to our Gerson. So if Achloshvis, Michael, is not a chazakah, but the year will you let it fallow and didn't do anything and count it, you got me? So how do we answer that? We had two answers. Either he'll have the Gerson of what? That it was chazakah, it was talking about Eitzim Zmoros, where there's no Kedusha Shviz, and the fact that the guy worked on it, you should have protested, and you didn't, that's why it's Chazakah. Or, he'll have the Gersa in a Chazakah, and we're talking about what? What'd you say? Or we're talking about the Gersa of what? Of Eina Chazakah, right? You could have the Gersa that it was what? Eina Chazakah, right? And what would be the Teretz? That you didn't eat. Eina Chazakah is that you didn't eat, Lamaisa. You didn't eat it's Ene Chazakah and you didn't eat the Zmoros. Just push it. You can have the Gersa Shita Lonot, we have the Gersa. It's Ene Chazakah and you didn't eat the Zmoros. You didn't eat the Zmoros.
What was the
first answer is just have the Gersa of the Rambam. The Rambam's Gersa is that it's Chazakah and it's talking about Eitzim. But what's Eitzim? What's Eitzim? That the guy ate the Eitzim. Not literally, but he gave it to his Bemis. But there's no Kedusha Shvi'i, so you should have protested here. Since you didn't protest, it's a good Chazakah. You follow me? Okay. That's what Jonathan pointed out in Shir. He said, Rebbe, but the Ram says Aveira by all three. What's the Aveira? So he said, you have to learn like the Torah Chaim.
Right.
He'll learn like, the Ram is different than the Gemara. The Ram is either like the Torah Chaim. You planted it, Bezer. But the Gemara will be talking about a case where it was Zmoros, and the guy, there's nothing wrong with Zmoros. He didn't protest. That's why it's a Chazakah. Or you can have the Gersh and a Chazakah, and the guy didn't eat the Zmoros. So it's Nishkin Chazakah. Okay, that's 25, 26. What do we say in Rashbam, Rabbeinu Chananel, Agave Taftiche? Oh. So Taftiche was this rocky stuff, right? So according to Rashbam, it didn't bring out any Peiris at all. Ein Emotzei Peiris Klal. Mamish, nothing. So bad, you weren't protesting. Right, Rabbeinu Chananel said, Taftiche meant you didn't plow. You didn't plow, the wind, it rained, and the wind blew it, and the sun shined, and it cracked on its own. And you planted, but it's not a chazakah, right? So we said as follows. The Nachos Moshe pointed out very beautifully, in Rabbeinu Chananel, he said, I don't understand. You get the impression that you didn't do the plowing. That's the problem. You didn't do the plowing, that's the problem? What do you mean, nir lo have a chazakah? Even if you plow, it doesn't establish chazaka. Fuck here. I love that guy plowing. Let him do the hard work in Schwitz, and I'll take it over. Right? So we said, if you look at Amud Beis, the Rabbeinu Hanan or Rashbam quotes has an interesting concept where you have a young palm tree that the pears fall off on its own before it's ripe. It's not a chazaka. Because you have to do the ktsira. Ktsira, I understand. That's a very important pula. But near on its own is not a chazaka. So what is he driving at? What's he driving at, the Rabbeinu Hanan is driving at, is not the fact you didn't plow. The fact is you didn't get the maximum out of the pears. These pears got to be beautiful. For you to establish chazaka, the pears have to be beautiful. And Lamaisa, according to Rabbeinu Hanan, until they're beautiful, you haven't established chazaka. So don't interpret Rabbeinu Hanan as you didn't plow. Plowing doesn't establish chazaka. So the fact is you didn't work on it in a good way that could have come out beautiful pears. Since you didn't get a beautiful outcome of beautiful pears, you won't establish chazaka. What was an afkamina, we said? According to the Rashbam, we said as long as a little bit amount of pears would come out, it would be a chazaka. So that's a big nafkamina. According to Rabbeinu Hanan, you need not just a little bit, you need the pears to be beautiful in quality and quantity. According to Rashbam, as long as you had a little bit, it would be enough. That was the mahalach we had by Tavtich with Rashbam and Rabbeinu Hanan. Yes, Seth, real quick.
What would the Ritva say? Who says that it's not a chazaka unless you're maviach, but does it have to be quality, quantity also?
Right, that's what we were wondering in Shir. Is it an issue of quality or quantity, Lamaisa? Yeah, I think it's got to be a little bit of both. We got to think about it more. Let's think about it more. I think it's got to be a little bit of both. You know, you got to fulfill the mandate, quality and quantity. But let's think about it. Very good question. Okay, good. We got to think about it more. All right, 26. That's 26, 27. Masavir Ritva b'shem Rambam, Gabi Taftichet. Ritva quoted Yesh Beforshim, but it can turn out to be the Rambam's near. Taftich is just another way of saying near. All you did was plow. Plowing alone is not a chazaka. That's 27. 28. Masavir Taftich. The Ravid said that there are two steps when you do Harisha. First you put the seed in, and yeah, that's it. First stage. Second set is you hoe it. If there's such a word, you work at it, you coddle it. You know, you work it. You mamash act like a green thumb. You have a green thumb, and you work at it good. So you only did the first stage. You only did the first stage. Won't take well. And again, like you have to say, like Seth says, the quality and quantity doesn't come out good. So I think it's an issue of both. But we have to think about it more. That's number 28. Number 29, what did Rosh B'Shem Hashem Rav Hai go on Legabe Tavticha? All you did was irrigate it. The previous guy put the seed in, he plowed it. The Marakama did everything. All you did was do Ashka. Came out beautiful. Whoa, beautiful. Pay risk, quality, quantity. But all you did was Ashka. That's not enough. That's not enough. And what do we say all the hope shot is? It's not enough to be Gerim, what, Michael? That the guy should be protest. Oh, I know, ah. You have to, there are prerequisites of what you have to do, but it's all to be Gerim, the guy, what do you protest? To afford him the opportunity to protest. That was the key we said. Okay? Okay, then answer number 29. 30. What do we say on the din of Afik Kuru? So we said, amazing. Well, we just said it, basically. What is Afik Kuru? The fact is that he's not Marviach. He puts one seed in, gets another seed. It's not an issue of what? You didn't do enough. Remember we said we had to fix it. We said it many times before in Shir, but you have to fix it. He didn't do enough to generate a protest. Since he was not Marviach, we said, it will not generate him to protest. And therefore, we said that the Ritva quoted his Rebbe saying, let's get this, that we're talking about a scenario that even if the Balabas would do it, what would come out? Even if the Balabas would do it, he also wouldn't be matzliach with it. Okay? So here you have the Ritva siding with who? The Ritva's Rebbe siding with the Miki Yosef. Mashma, that what? That if the Balabas would be matzliach, meaning he would be matzliach, and the other guy would be marviach, it would be a chazaka. Stira, we said. But then the Ritva argued on his Rebbe here. Please get this. And the Ritva said, even if the guy would be matzliach, the muchzuk, I'm sorry, even if the marakama would be matzliach, and the squatter is not marviach, meaning the squatter would be not marviach, and the balabais would be mafsin, he says it's still considered to be not a chazaka.
Maybe that's why he disagrees.
So the Ritva here is saying like his Rebbe originally said.
Maybe that's why, because he realized it.
Could be. I would have just liked him to say, Rebbe, you're a solicitor yourself. Maybe. I hear what you're saying, but he doesn't say a mention of that, Yossi. But it's a good point. Very good. I like that horror. I just would have liked him to say, Rebbe, you're a solicitor yourself. Maybe that's what he's saying. Okay, he doesn't say it, though. Comes out that the Ritva, when he's cholik on his Rebbe here, is coming out exactly like his Rebbe originally said. Correct. Well said. Okay. That answers number what? That answers number 30. Okay. No, we also had one more shtickel in Afikuri, remember? Let's get it in number 30, Nachlas Moshe. He says, I don't understand. Isn't Afikuri a repeat of Taftikha, according to the Rashbam? Taftikha, you got nothing out, no payers came out, it's the same thing. So we said, no, it's not the same thing. Yitzi was mechaved in the answer of Nachlas, was Lozu Afsu. In Taftikha, you got nothing. At least you got something out of this. Okay, it wasn't great stuff, but it was at least one and one. So even that case wouldn't be good. Even that's what Lozu Afsu means. You build up to a bigger chiddush. Even if you got something out of it, it wasn't good at all in quality and in quantity, like Seth's suggesting, Melech not a chazaka. Okay, 31. That was 30. 31. Ma'amar aladin shorish galusa. Oh. Let's go both sides. You got me? Lomachsik bum. Mike, is that what you said? Bon? Oh. You have to know what it means, though, right? What does bon mean? You know what it means. Bon, us, right? You know what it means. Bon. Okay? Lamachsik bon. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chayev Odom Lagid Lashon Rabbi. Person should try to say Lashon Rabbi, even if the Rebbe makes a mistake. I remember Shetter saying that. Even if he pronounces it in a different way, you can say it like that. So, Mike, bon. I say bon. Michael said bon. So, in the Gemara in Shabbos, Tafi Tetzim and Allah. Oh, very good. But here we're not making a mistake, but boom. Just pointing, okay? Very good. Okay. I'm very tired, so I guess I'm a little bit jokey today. All right? Okay? No, it's good. Slavish. Simchi, right? Simchi. Oh. Okay, what does Lomachsik Bon mean? So Lomachsik Bon means they, if a Reish Galusa, his family, takes over our property, they cannot establish chazaka because we are so scared of protesting against them that they can never establish chazaka. You have to afford the possibility to protest. Okay, that's the first side of the coin. Second side of the coin is v'lo machzikin in behu. They cannot take over what? Okay, I mean, no, again, lo machzik bon is that what? They can't take over our fields. Okay, that's what bon means, ours. They can't take over our fields. V'lo machzikin in behu, the other side is that we can't take over their fields. Why? So this is the reasons. Let's get them. Number one is, they're so wealthy. They're so happy that they're quiet. We're improving their land. They're quiet. That's one reason. Two, v'gam. V'gam, the Rashbam said, we know there was a second reason, v'gam. And why didn't they protest? Because they can take it anytime they want. That was the second reason. L'may nafkamina, there's two reasons. We said, if you want to come up with a reason, come up with a nafkamina. We came up with a nafkamina. Do you have to, hadrar, hadrapeiri. If you squat on a piece of land for 2 years, bless you. If you squat on a piece of land for 2 years, what did Rav Nachman say on Lama Gimel and Beis? Hadrara, hadrapeiri. You got to pay back for the land, also the back payers. Yes? What about in this case? Do you have to pay the back payers? We've been squatting on an extra large land. According to the first reason, no, they're happy that we worked on their karka. They'll be mocha on the payers. According to the second reason, they can take it from strength. We better believe we have to pay the payers. That was an afghamina, we said. Okay? Oh. Now, we also pointed out, very important, okay? We also pointed out, let's just point out the third reason. Okay, what's the third reason on this side? That we can't take over their land? Because they're osik besarche tzibur, they never can what? They never can protest. Okay. Okay, let's go back now. We're still within this question. On the first thing of bon, that they can't take over our land, we gave an afkamina. Well, there was another reason. Rashbam said, because we're afraid, we're scared out of our wits. What did Rabbi Gershom say? Alts kavod. Different than being scared out of your wits. One is out here, one's out covered. Kriya Shema, we said. Shol ne yirm ne kovim. Laman afkimina the Ramah. Simekuf mem tes siftev avichosh mishmud. What was it? That if you protest 1 year, he quoted from the ghost Mordechai, and then you're quiet for 3 more years, and you let him squat there, is a good chazaka. So according to the reason of being afraid, of course it's a good chazaka. What do you mean you're afraid? You protested 4 years ago. But if you hold it out covered, maybe if he didn't have air, he felt terrible. You didn't show respect 1 year, so I'm quiet the next 3 years. So therefore it wouldn't be a chazak. Only the Ramah would only fit according to Rashbam, bless you. Would not fit according to Rabbi Gershom. Okay. Very good. That's 31. 32. What's the din about a strong man? Or someone who's karav l'malchus l'gabei chazaka? So we said the Ritva extended it. that if a Elaim, if a strong man or a Krov L'Malchus tries to take over your land, he cannot establish Chazakah. So I'm scared out of my wits. And who argued on this? The Tur. The Tur said it's a special din Resh Galusa. Special din Resh Galusa. A strong guy or a Krov L'Malchus? No, he could establish Chazakah. So we said, what's the Lumdus? We attached the two together. We said it was a good shtickle, right? What was a good shtickle? If you say it's an issue of Yira, then you can extend it to someone who's a strong man or Karv L'Machs. It's an issue of Kavod, maybe there's a din of Kavod only to who? The Resh Galusa, Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Hamad Aleph. So that's what we said it would fit in quite well. Okay, maybe you could say that's the Haba HaTalia, perhaps. Not Mukhruk, but it fits quite well. Yes, Yossi. Tur says it's a din limited only to the Resh Galusa, that the Resh Galusa cannot establish a what? Cannot establish Chazak on our land, but a strong guy or a Karv L'Machos could. So I couldn't hear you. The Rabbeinu Gershom on the Daf. So we wanted to say that Rabbeinu Gershom would go good with the Tur. Okay? Because the din of Kavod is a special din of Kavod to the Resh Galusa. Okay, that answers 32. 33. What was the Chiddush of Shteinman Shlita L'Gabi Arashbam? Oh. So if Shteinman said, amazing Chiddush. He said, let's analyze the two reasons of the Rashbam. Okay? He says, I don't understand the second reasoning. Second reasoning says they can take it back anytime they want. What was the second reasoning? Again, we're not allowed to take their land. I mean, we can't establish chazak on their land because the reason why they don't protest is because they know they can take it bizarroa. They can take it anytime they want. What do you mean they can take it anytime they want? What, they're B'nai Torah. They observe Takanas Chacham. Takanas Chacham was 3 years. They can't take it anytime they want. That was the first kasha. And the second reasoning. Second kasha is that the first reasoning fits well according to the Ramban. What did the Ramban say on Daf Mem Beis? That it's a chazakim yad because you're a shosik. Why were they shosik? They're shosik because they're happy. So that's why you can never get a chazakah. The first reasoning is exactly the Ramban. Therefore, what do you need the second reasoning for at all for? First kasha was the second reasoning internally is difficult. Second kasha is the first reasoning is beautiful according to the Ramban. Therefore, you don't even need a second reasoning. So Rav Shteinman said an amazing chiddush, and that was the first time we saw this, even within the Ramban scheme, that a chazaka happens immediately because you were shosik, it's just a race of achla shtarcha. So if the chazaka happens immediately, there's still a gvul of 3 years. There's still a takanas chacham of 3 years. Even with the Ramban scheme, the Rabbanan have made a takanas chacham. It's kind of a little bit like we said from the stipends that's out many months ago with the Mikiyosa. Eitan, you actually brought it up a few weeks ago, where the Mikiyosa on one hand starts saying it's takanas chacham, on the other hand he says the Raisa. So in other words, this is the first time we found a pshat that even within the Ramban scheme, there's a takanas chachamim. So that's why you have to come on to what? That's why the first reasoning is not enough. You need the second reason, but it doesn't answer the second kasha. That's what I asked for Basher. Doesn't answer the first kasha. First kasha was what? They don't have to observe takanas chachamim? That kasha still remains. That's a kasha we had on Rosh Taiman's pshat. Yes, yes.
We basically assumed, though, I thought that according to the Rashbam, he always holds that Cheska Shosham is not a Takanas Chacham. I know we had a kasha on that, but basically we held that the Rashbam Chita was that he holds Cheska Shosham is not a Takanas Chacham.
So I thought we said in the previous sugya that he said it was.
He said it was, but throughout, you know.
We did? Are you sure?
Yeah, that's why we had a kasha on it, because we always assumed.
No, the kasha was different. He said, why do you need to make why the Rashbam should have just stopped? That was our kasha.
Right, no, but
that the Gemara.
We also said though that.
I don't remember that. I think I think that exact point. I think we never proved conclusively either way in the Rashbam.
Okay.
I don't think we concluded either way.
I thought it was
in the Rashbam, I don't think we ever said the rest of the Rabban. I think you brought up that point. I think in Rashbam we never pinned it down. The Rav Shteinman over here said they should have just stopped. The Gemara Baba Kama side of us, so we don't make the Kanas for going. Right? Why do you have to go Viter?
Right.
So he gave a Hezbo, right? Because he said it's Ochacha, right? I don't think we ever pinned down Rashbam Diraisa the Rabban. I don't think so. I don't remember. Okay, I don't think we did. Okay. That was the kasha we had in Rosh Hashanah's Pshat. Doesn't answer the first kasha and the second reasoning. Still there's a Takanas Chachamim. Okay. All right, that answers number what? That answers number 33, 34. What's the beer of the Lone here in Rashbam, guys? Let's go. 34. What's the beer? 34. Number 34. Abdullah of Abdullah's. That was the number I got on my first exam in college, in accounting. Counting one, I got a 34. I still remember looking at it. I still remember looking at the exam. I 34. Whoa! Through Walter Payton's number, right? Loud and loud. I said 34 because you know you come back from a show, you're learning stark. Exam. You know, I didn't think I had to study. I didn't study at all. and I got a 34. Unbelievable. All right. Never forget that. All right, Viter. My beer shall only hear it. Rashbam is sugi shorish kalusim. Baruch Hashem, he was very makel and dropped it. I did good on the other exams. But it was a real, no, I'm telling you, it was a real rude awakening, you know. You didn't think you could feel you could glide. You can't glide. You got to prepare. You got to prepare. For how much more so for the Torah? Okay, 34. My beer shall alone hear it, Rashbam is sugi shorish kalusim. What's the beer of the Lo Nehira in the Rashbam in the Sugi Reshkalus? Oh, so what was the third shot? Third shot is that what? That we try to take over the land, we can't establish Chazakas, they're too busy. They're too busy, so they won't protest. That won't explain the other side, the flip side of the coin, which is the first side. What was the first side? First side is that they can't take over our property. What does that have to do with them being Osik Masar Chetzibor? That's what the Shita Lo Nodal Mi said. The Rashbam said, Lo Nehira, I don't like your pshat, because your pshat doesn't explain the other side of the coin. That was the pshat of the Lo Nehira. That's why the Rashbam did not like the pshat of who? Did not like the pshat of the Yesh Meforshim. Okay, that's what the Shita Lo Nodal Mi says.
First two
pshatim, yeah, do. You plug it in. First two pshatim, do. What is the first pshat? The first pshat is that what? We're happy, right? We're happy. The first pshat is we're happy, right? Lamaisa so Lo Machsaka Bon, Lamaisa. We're not happy, right? We're scared of them. We're scared out of their wits. We're not happy at all, right? It's not the exact same reason, but it's the same rationale, not protesting. Follow? This has nothing to do with, you know.
What about the second?
Second one all? What's the second one? Second one is being strong, right? That also the flip side. We're not strong at all, right? So that fits. But Osik Sachasibra is a flip of halal, you know?
We're not Osik Sachasibra.
We're not Osik Sachasibra, and therefore what? And therefore we couldn't protest? And therefore we should have protested?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not Osik B'Tzar Chetzibor, but there could be guys that are Osik B'Tzar Chetzibor. There could be guys, you know what I'm saying? It's not a, you know what I mean? It's not a, it could have guys that are Osik B'Tzar Chetzibor. Yeah, but usually not, they're going to be happy with the people in the land. Here they don't, you're happy because you know you can take it away from the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't, and not everyone's Osik B'Tzar Chetzibor, so you know what I'm saying? It doesn't fit completely that reasoning. Okay? That's what you have to say. All right, it's a very good point. Okay, 35. That's 34, 35. What did the Toys of Russia say? They got to say to Agamar. Remember the Toys of Russia? I never even noticed it. Lamed Heim and Bez says Chaskashen Shalom Yom Liom, and over here in Lamed Vav it says Avadim. What do you mean Avadim was before that phrase in the Mishnah? So we said that since the Gemara had already on Lamed Gimel has gotten into Peiris, Hadra Ara Peiris, the Gemara wanted to finish up the whole topic of Peiris and went to that din of Chaskashen Yom Lecha by Tzina the Peiri and went into the Peiris Aratativ. And then after we finish the topic of payers, you go back to what Avodim. Okay. 36. The men nechleku Rashbam neged Rambam l'fiyam agen nishtu b'suyu shal godros. Oh. Gemara says godros en len chazake. So what does it mean en len chazake? So according to the Rambam and the parish, according to the magen nishtu, it means they never have a chazake forever and ever. The Gemara equated the two when it asked the kashatin Avodim and godros. Gemara smashes it down and says the equation is wrong. Avodim is a chazak after 3 years. Godus never a chazak forever, according to Rambam and according to Magen Mishnah. That's 36. 37. What did the Shach and Bach hold in the Shitas of Rambam Gabi Godus? The Rambam and the Pirish Mishnayis lumps together Avodim with Godus. And just like Avodim in 3 years is a chazak, so do Godus. And the Shach and the Bach say that exactly is the Shita of who? The Shach and the Bach say the Rambam continue with that. The Rambam also holds. After 3 years, Godros is a chazaka. And the Ram never was chazar ball from his parish Mishnayis. According to the Magen Mishnah, the Ram retracted his view in the parish Mishnayis and held, bless you, said that the chazaka is forever and ever. Okay? Remember I said I saw Dr. Soloveitchik in the library, Dr. Grach, Shlita, one of my Rebbeim, great Gon, and he thought Poshet Pshat is like the Magen Mishnah. The Ram retracted from his position in the parish Mishnayis. The parish Mishnayis, he says, 3 years Godros, and in the Yad HaChazaka, forever, never can get a chazaka. Okay. 36, that's 35. That's 37, 38. What does the Nesivus ask in the Ramban? By Godros. Great kasha, the Nesivus asked. What's the Ramban's theory by chazaka? What's the Ramban's theory by chazaka? That the fact you're quiet, it's a chazaka loud, it's just concern of what? Achmishtarcha. Nesivus asks a bam kasha. He says, I understand. According to you, Ramban, chazaka should be immediate. What do you mean Godros don't have a chazaka? You don't write stars on Godros. You don't write stars on Godros, and there's no concern of Achlish Tarcha, the chazaka should be immediate. Chazaka should be immediate. That was in the Sivas Shtarka Kasha. Okay. That's 38. 39. What does the Ritva say? The Gabi Godros. Ritva said, Lo natata rechlish urin, lo plug. Just like Avadim is 3 years, so too. We have to make a uniform, and we have to say that what? We have to say that Godros also a chazaka 3 years. That's 39, 40. What does the Rashba say to the Gabi Godros, and how does this answer the Kashrut and the Sivus on the Ramban? Rashba Shita on Godros is what? By Avodim, because they generate Peiris Tadir, you need what? You need 3 years. But Godros do not produce Peiris Tadir. So how many years do you need by Godros to get a Chazak? Rashba said an amazing thing. A year or two. It's totally on Kakpat is violent. So you could establish Chazak by Godros in a year or two. Avodim was 3 years because the Peiris Tadir. But when you talk about the concept of what? When you talk about the concept of Godros, it's totally Akpotis Bailim. When the Bailim should have protested. So that could be a year or two. So we said, if that's the case, maybe the Rabban holds like the Rashba. And that is what the Rabban sheet is. What was the Nesivus' kash on the Rabban? According to you, a Godros should be a Chazaka forever. There's no Chasar Nachashacha. The Torah says you still need Akpotis Bailim. So it'll be a year or two. Maybe the Rabban holds like the Ritva. I'm sorry, maybe the Rabban holds like the Rashba. That answers number 40. Number 41. What's the svar of the Rambam? Legabi Godros? Lefiya Magen Mishnah, B'shitas HaRambam. Tein Shnei Mahalchim. What is the Rambam Shita? Why is Godros never a Chazaka forever? So we said, according to the Yad Ramah, and the Sma and the Yad Ramah, they're lav b'nei shtaris ninu. Since you don't write a star, you can never get a Chazaka. We said, Adarabba, on the contrary. On the contrary, if you don't write a star, you should be a Chazaka immediately. So what do we say? Tup Shatim, please get it. Number one is the Rambam, the Yad Ramah hold that, like the Ksos said in the Rambam, that a Chazaka is 3 years, Takanas Chachamim, finished. So Takanas Chachamim. And in a situation where you don't have a star, the Chum didn't make a Takana, Mele Nishkin Chazaka forever. That was one pshat. Second pshat was the Stipe Zatzal, Simi Yuches Ozvav, who said that Rambam held like the Yesh Meforshim in the Ramban. What was the Yesh Meforshim in the Ramban? That famous Ramban and Daf Mebeis quoted Yesh Meforshim. You remember what that shita was? Why do you protest? You protest that you should motivate the squatter to what? Watch his star. Guard his star. And in a situation where there's no star, you don't have to protest. Melech no chazaka. Remember the Yesh Meforshim said if you have a cotton who's a squatter, can the cotton get a chazaka, Zevi? He said no. How can you ask the cotton be responsible to watch a star? He doesn't know how to watch things. So if a cotton squatter can never establish chazaka, because the whole point, you have to afford the possibility to protest. The point of protest is that the guy should watch a star. A cotton can't watch a star, doesn't have the capability. Maybe they can't get a chazaka. Fine, so it could be that's the Rambam Shita. That's why the Rambam writes back orders, can never get a chazaka. Because again, we're talking about a situation where there's no star. The point of protest is to have him watch a star. There's no stars, you never get a chazaka. First pshat was the Takanas Chachamim. But B'makom Shein Star, then there's no Chazaka for him. Second Pshat is like, Yesh Meforshim. The point of the Machal was to say, watch your star, but if there's a situation with no star, Meila is no Chazaka. Okay. That answers number what? Number 41. Number 42. What was the steer in the Rashba that we said regarding Godros? What did the Rashba say by Godros? A year or two, right? Yes? Totally back, but it's violent. What does the Rashba write in Daf Chav Tes? That was Chav Kes. The first Rashba was Chav Kes. What does Rashba say in Chavtes? Rashba says, what's the reason why you protest? What's the reasoning of Chazaka Shaloshanim? It's a new theory. What's the new theory? Because I want to fake him out. I'm hoping and praying to Hashem that he's going to lose his star. So you can only hope and pray up till 3 years, then you got to open your mouth. But what do you see from Rashba? That he's invoking the element of star. So in a situation where there's no star, should never be a Chazaka. Shouldn't be totally on a year or two, Pakpatis Pilate. Once you invoke star, in a situation where there's no star, should never be a chazaka. Stirim v'rashbo. From Daf Chav Ches to Daf Chav Tes. Stirim v'rashbo. Remember we said basically there are four approaches in Ches v'sholoshanim. Pure Takanas Chacham HaWadet Polar. Ksos. In the Ram and the Rosh. Other Polar. The rights of pure. The Ramban. And Daf Mem Beis. Perhaps the Yesh Meforshim as well. Right? Then you have this what? A middle approach, which is Rav Steinman in the Rabban Takanas Chachamim. And now you have a fourth approach, Rashba, that's saying the whole point is the what? What's the whole point of Ches v'sholoshanim? So that he should watch a star. That's the Yesh Meforshim, he should watch a star. And the fifth approach is basically the Rashba, that what? Is you're hoping, praying that he should lose his star. It's Kemarim. So basically, there are five different approaches. You follow what I'm saying? Pure Takanas Chachamim, Like the other poser Rabban Diraisa, there was a miyad chazak, just a chasson of achle starcha. The ish beforshim is that you should be moichel, they should watch a star. The Rashba is that you're hoping and praying that what? That he loses his star. And then you have a shtam in the Ramban that it's also tekanas chum, the fusion. Fusion. You blend them both, that it's the Ramban holds also the gvul of tekanas shol hashanim. Okay. Yes.
So you're hoping that he loses his star, which means that what?
You're hoping you're losing your star, you're hoping and praying, but after 3 years, you can't give me this excuse anymore that what you were hoping and praying, you lose your star, you should have protested already.
So why
okay?
Is this?
Because you see, he's utilizing the star. The star is meaningful to the Rashba in that Chavtes. And Chavtes has nothing to do with it. It's all issue on Hakpadah. You know what I mean? That's how why he said a year or two for a Godros. Another new star. Maybe that's how he answered the Ramban, right? The Sivas asked on the Ramban, according to you, Ramban, it should be Chazak and Miyad. The answer is no. Told back what is bounding, meaning you're going away from star. And here he's using star. You follow me? Okay. That answers number 42. 43. What do you say, guys? Right. Okay. 43. What is Gemara saying getting that chof amiz the Gabi Godus? Shiloh. Boy Rami Brachava. He has to Shiloh Lachal Maisa. A husband writes a get on an Evid, on the Evid. And lo and behold, we see the Eved is walking with the woman. So we don't know, did the husband give the Eved to the woman, therefore it would be a good get, or did the Eved just on his own walk to the woman? Shiloh ben Rami Brachama. Gemara asks the Shiloh. Gemara says, Tashma Godros Ein Lein Chazaka. Interesting. It says, Godros Ein Lein Chazaka. That's the Gemara's answer. So what does it mean, Godros Ein Lein Chazaka? So Pashup Shad is, let's just say Tosish. The answer is, that's not a get immediately, but it would be a get after 3 years. Now, Eitan, you asked me, and I thought about it. I want to retract what I said. Eitan asked me very good. He said, Rebbe, will the get only be chal mikan lahavru l'mafreya? You know what I think? I told you on Thursday, or Wednesday, I don't remember, that it would be mikan lahavru. I want to retract that. I think the get would be chal l'mafreya. I'll tell you why. Because if a guy squats on land for 3 years, yeah? Do you have, and you have Aiden, it's your land, right? Do you have to pay the back payers for those 3 years? To the previous guy? Of course not. You've proven that it's yours. If you squat on a land for 3 years, right, do I have to pay the back payers to Bar Kama? No, I've proven it's mine. So through here, you've proven that it was the Evid of the woman. You follow me? So I think the get would kick in Lamafreya. Okay? I think the get would kick in Lamafreya.
So let's say he ate the same wood now during those 3 years.
If he ate it?
If he...
We're talking about the Evid being given over to the woman.
Right, so that means they've been divorced for 3 years already.
That's correct.
So therefore...
I think he'd have to give it back. That's correct. Yeah. But I would say, and if a guy was Mizana, I don't, you know,
right.
Could be, right. it wouldn't be a problem. We would have thought it was Nus, turns out it was a get, the shoe was a get. So I want to retract that. I'm glad you're very happy you asked me that. I think after thinking about it, it would be Kalim Afraid. Okay? All right, that's 43, 44. What does Tosfos and Ramban ask on the Gemara? What was their answer? Beautiful Kasha. I understand. Why does the Gemara say Tashma Godos and Chazaka? Should I quote our Mishnah? The topic of the Shiloh wasn't animals. The topic was Avadim. Quote our Mishnah in the beginning of Cheskas Avadim. It says 3 years of Chazaka by Avadim. Great Kasha. Tosfos didn't ask that Kasha. Ramban asked that Kasha. So they both give the following answer. Most animals stick to their owner. There's only a slight minority of animals that go wandering. Therefore, there's a slight minority, but since there's a slight minority, it's not a raya muchletet. It's not a vadai slam dunk raya. Therefore, it takes away from the chazaka becoming immediately a chazaka miyad. It's a chisarn. And therefore, since it's a chisarn that it cannot be miyad, therefore, lamaisa, we did not want to quote the Mishnah in Avodim. We want to quote the Mishnah of Godres because we're trying to explain why the get's not a get miyad. Now, it might be a get l'mafreya, but certainly not, it might be from that point, but it's only going to be after you get to the 3 years. But Godros teaches you this concept that it's a chesaron miyad. Because even though most animals stick with it, but there's a possibility not, so that shows you Godros and chesaron, that miyad, it doesn't work. And the Rambam will agree with that. We're going to get to that. But the whole point is that's why it taught Godros and chesaron. Okay.
And so to go now, Avodim.
What'd you say?
And if by Godros now, then for sure Avodim. Right?
If by Godros now?
Because now you brought Godros.
Yeah. Godros teaches you this chisar. So definitely the case of the get will not be a get miyad. By the Evid case. Will not be a get me out. But that's why I taught Goders. That's 44. 45. What is the sheet of the Rambam, like I get there? Now, give the whole Mahalach. You remember what we said from the Rambam? It's a Suffolk get. The Suffolk get forever, and we didn't understand why that's so. Why is it a Suffolk get forever? The Or Zarua says it's Vadai not a good get. Okay, but that's the next question. But the Mahalach we gave according to the Rambam is that a Cheskes Marakama is only a Hanhaga. So since it's only a Hanhaga, it remains a Suffolk. Therefore, it's a Suffolk Megureshes. Okay? It's Master from the Rambam that you're Suffolk Megureshes forever. Okay? That's what it seems. That's what I asked Rav Asher this morning. I said to him, Rav Asher, I said, is after 3 years will it kick in and be a good get? I said, Tosus only said that. Rambam didn't say that. So you get the impression of the Rambam, it'll never be a good get. And we just said we don't understand why, according to the Rambam, it's a Suffolk Megureshes. But we asked, according to the Rambam, why is it a Suffolk Megureshes? It should be nothing. The Eidei Mesira, what's the whole reason why Eidei Chasima work, according to the Ran? Because it's the pop-up theory that there are Eidei Mesiras, the Anan Tzahadi. Here there's no Anan Tzahadi. Why is there no Anan Tzahadi? Maybe the Eved came on his own to the woman. So it shouldn't be a good get at all. Chassam Sofer asked that kasha. Reb Chaim asked that kasha. Why is it a Suffolk Gerishin? It shouldn't be a good get at all. But what I'm implying, not implying, what I'm stating explicitly is that I think according to the Ran, it's a Suffolk get forever. That's 44, 45. Sorry, that's 45, 46. What's the sheet of Or Zarua? Or Zarua says, not a good get. So I asked Rav Asher this morning, it's not a good get forever, I think. He said he's bothered by that. He says he's got to do more research on it. That's the impression I get, though, from the Ghost Asher. It's never a good get forever. He said from the simplest, why is it never a good get forever? Because Cheskes Marakama is a what? What is a Cheskes Marakama? What is a Cheskes Marakama? Cheskes Marakam is a beer, exactly, according to Or Zaruf. It's a beer, so it's not a good get. But I'm thinking about it now. Let's think about it together, guys. According to the Marak, according to the Ghost Ashri, why after 3 years shouldn't it switch? After 3 years, does an Eved have a Chazakah? Yes, it's a Mishnah. You hear what I'm saying, guys? I'm going to go off on a limb here now, and I'm going to check it, though. But I think you have to say as follows. I think what you have to say is as follows, is that everyone agrees that miyad, it's not a good get. Tulsa's pointed out after 3 years, it would be a good get. The question is, what do you do until 3 years? So the Rambam says, Suffolk Megureshes. You follow me? The Ghost Ashri says, Vadayin Megureshes. But both the Rambam and the Ghost Ashri will agree that after 3 years, it will turn into a good get. And as we're saying, Lemafrei, it'll be a good get. I think you have to say like that. Because I can't believe the Gemara gives off that impression also, right, that it's a good get, but it'll only be a good get after 3 years. So everyone, I think, is going to have to agree it's going to be a good get after 3 years. The question is, what's the status up till 3 years? So the Zeruah says it's Vada, not a good get. The Ram, for some reason, says it's a Suffolk, which is a Pella. So yeah, Eitan, go ahead.
Or Zeruah goes from Vada, not a good get, to Vada, it is a good get?
That is correct. Yes, and that's what Tosus would say too. See, Tosus doesn't comment on what it'll be. Tosus does say, he does comment. He says, I think that's what you got to say. Tosus says, La'alta is not good. I think that's what you're going to have to say, exactly. You're absolutely right. You know why? Because a Cheskes Marakam is a beer, it's a zero. Cheskes Marakam, you put it back by the husband, that means the husband never gave it to him. But after 3 years, we assume it's his. I think that's what you're going to have to say, okay? I just let me do more, a little bit of research, but I think it's clear like that.
So Orzer was talking about the first 3 years?
Yes. The Or Zeruah and the Rambam argue within the first 3 years. That's correct. Well, how you view a Marakama? Do you view a Marakama as a birur? Then they hold it's a birur. It's Vada, not a good get. According to the Rambam, it's a Nihu, Kanhaga, so it's a Suffolk, even within those 3 years.
What's the Gemara talking about?
The Gemara's talking about? The Gemara asks the Shiloh. The Gemara says, immediately it's not good. After 3 years, it will be good.
But the Rambam says
what's
the Rambam says the Suffolk Megureshes.
Within the first three, I'm saying. But after the three, the Rambam will say it'll kick in and be a vada get.
So the Gemara's talking about after 3 years?
What's the Gemara is saying after 3 years it will be a good get, but it's saying both things. The Gemara is saying miyad, it's not good. That's why I said Godros.
Right.
Why did the Gemara quote Godros? To tell you that immediately it's not good.
Or it's a Suffolk.
Or it's a Suffolk, correct. Well, Rambam is a Pella, why it's a Suffolk. Should be vada not good.
Right.
I think that's what you're going to have to say. Okay, I'll do more research, but I think that's what you have to say. Clore like that. Because the Gemara gives off an impression it would be a good get after 3 years. You just have to ask, why does Gemara quote that principle of Godus to tell me this din? Okay. That answers number 46. Number 47. What sheet does Satos Lagabi get there? So what do we say that according to Shita Tosfos is? That it's a good get after 3 years. So Eitan said, and we're saying that Lamafreya it's good, but how could it be good Lamafreya? These managerisha they didn't know it was a get. There's Eidi Lekiyumi Adavar. It's Kisaran and Eidis Lekiyumi Adavar. So what Dimri Moshe said, we assume his managerisha and Eimisura knew, they saw that it was a get, they just haven't come in front of us now to testify. So we just didn't know that until 3 years. But we assumed that they knew. We assumed that they knew. Okay. We assumed that they knew. Also, let's point out, how do we know that Tosfos and Gittin, on this question, how do we know that Tosfos and Gittin holds like the Rashbam and the Shita Mekubetzes quotes of Re'eim in Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Chav Sinai Beis? How do we know, Aaron, that they hold that there's a Chazaka of by Godus after 3 years? How do you know Tosfos and Gittin says that? Because what does Tosfos and Gittin say? What does Tosfos and Gittin say? He says, why did Gemara quote what? Godros, it should have quoted by Avadim. Wait, what's the Chiddush, right? Tosfos asks, what's the Chiddush of Reish Lakish Godros? We have a din of Avadim, right? It's the same Kasha. What kind of Kasha is that? I have a tremendous terrors. Evid is 3 years, Godros is never. So the fact that Tosfos asks that Kasha and doesn't give that answer must be that Tosfos cholik on who? Tosfos cholik on the Rambam. Exactly. And Tosfos holds what? That there is a Chazak after 3 years. Correct. That's why they had to give their answer. That the answer is to show you that Miyad is not good, even though the most animals stick by the animals, there's a possibility that they don't. Therefore, it takes away the Miyad. Okay, then answer is number what? 47. 47. Answer number 47. Okay. We didn't finish. We didn't finish, but I think from 47 to 60 was from Thursday. Okay, guys? It was. I think 47 to 60 is Taka from all from Thursday. All right, so do me a favor, guys. Maybe today or tonight, maybe in the morning, before we start, tomorrow we're starting next sugya, maybe try to answer 47 through 60. And you'll answer, maybe we should do it, maybe we'll do a quick and sheer, maybe the first 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll start. We'll see. Okay, everyone have a good day. I'm proud of you guys. All right, very good.